All the big races to watch on election night. While Americans' attention has mostly been focused on the top-of-the-ticket presidential race, the contest between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris isn't the only one that will determine the balance of power in 2025. The two major parties are also competing for control of the House, seen as a toss-up, and the Senate, which Republicans are favored to win. More than 140 ballot measures will also be considered across the United States. Here are the biggest races to keep an eye on as results come in on November 5th and the days following. Presidential race. 7 states are expected to determine the outcome of the presidential race: Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. 3 others, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Nebraska's 2nd congressional district, which awards one electoral vote, are rated toss-ups by Real Clear Politics. Current polling in the core 7 swing states shows an advantage for Trump, but one within the margin of error. Senate races. Aside from the White House, control of the U.S. Senate is the 2nd most coveted prize of the night. Republicans enter election night with a strong advantage on the current map. Senator Joe Manchin's departure from the race earlier this year almost guarantees a Republican flip in West Virginia, America's 2nd reddest state. Other outcomes are less certain. These races will decide control of the upper chamber. Montana, in Ruby Red, Montana, Senator John Tester faces off against GOP challenger Tim Sheehy. It's a tough race in a state Trump won by more than 16%. Tester trails Sheehy by nearly 7 points in polling. Ohio, Senator Sherrod Brown is similarly positioned in the Buckeye state, which backed Trump by 8% in 2020. He stayed ahead of Bernie Moreno in polling for most of the cycle. However, in the final hours before the election, Moreno surged to take the lead in the Real Clear polling aggregate. Polls still show it's expected to be a close race. Texas, Senator Ted Cruz faces Representative Colin Allred. Though Allred has drawn national attention, polling still shows Cruz leading by 4%. Still, Democrats see it as a rare pickup opportunity this cycle. Nebraska, Senator Deb Fischer faces a tight race with Dan Osborne, who's running as an independent in the deep red state. Polling shows Fischer retaining the advantage. Still, an upset could happen. Arizona, in the Arizona seat vacated by outgoing Senator Kyrsten Sinema, former gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake, a Republican, faces off against Representative Ruben Gallego. Gallego has retained a compelling polling lead across the cycle. Nevertheless, a strong performance by Trump could tilt the race in Lake's favor. Nevada, in neighboring Nevada, Senator Jackie Rosen faces a challenge by Republican Sam Brown, a war vet who suffered severe burns in combat. As in Arizona, Democrats are favored in polling. Still, as with other swing state Senate races, presidential returns will impact the outcome. Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey is in the political fight of his life against Republican Dave McCormick. Once an electoral juggernaut, Casey won his previous 2 bids by 9 points or more. This time, polling shows him just over 2% ahead of McCormick in the crucial state. Michigan, the situation is similar in Michigan, where Representative Alyssa Slotkin and former Representative Mike Rogers are competing for the Senate seat left open by Senator Debbie Stabenow's retirement. Polling shows a tight race that has cycled between the two, though Slotkin appears to have an edge. Wisconsin, the tightest Rust Belt race currently is Wisconsin, where Senator Tammy Baldwin faces a strong challenge from entrepreneur Eric Hovde. Polling in the infamously difficult-to-poll state shows just a 1.8% Baldwin lead. New York House races. While New York isn't expected to be a battleground on a presidential level, it's certainly one on the House level. Races here were instrumental in Republicans' 2022 reclamation of the House. These districts will remain crucial as the GOP looks to keep its majority in the lower congressional chamber. New York's 1st congressional district, Representative Nick LaLotta faces Democrat and former CNN commentator John Avlon in this Republican-leaning Long Island district. A Newsday/Siena College poll conducted October 13 to 17 shows LaLotta leading by 3 percentage points. New York's 4th Congressional District, Representative Anthony Desposito faces Democrat Laura Gillen in a rematch from 2022 in his Long Island District, which President Joe Biden won in 2020 by double digits. 2 years later, in 2022, Desposito held on with 51.8% of the vote. This year, some polling shows a slight lead for Desposito. However, a Newsday/Siena poll published October 22 showed a huge 12-point margin for the Democrat. New York's 17th Congressional District, Representative Mike Lawler faces former Representative Mondaire Jones in his Rockland County District. Lawler narrowly won in 2022, beating incumbent Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, then leader of House Democrats' campaign arm. Polling has consistently shown an advantage for Lawler, who leads by 5 points in the most recent poll. New York's 19th Congressional District, in another 2022 rematch, Representative Mark Molinaro faces Democrat Josh Riley in this Hudson Valley district. Molinaro narrowly won last time in what is a bellwether district. Current polling gives Riley a 4-point advantage. New York's 22nd Congressional District, Representative Brandon Williams faces Democrat John Mannion in this Democrat-leaning district, which includes Syracuse and Utica. The most recent poll, sponsored by Williams, shows a dead heat race. Rust Belt House Races. Many races in the Rust Belt, arguably the most important region in determining the presidential winner, will also be crucial to control of the House. These races are considered close enough that they could go either way. The outcomes will depend in part on both candidates' top-of-the-ticket performance in the region. Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District, Democrat Representative Susan Wild faces a tough fight for her Allentown, Pennsylvania, district, where polling shows an advantage for Democrats largely within the margin of error. Pennsylvania's 10th Congressional District, Republican incumbent Representative Scott Perry faces challenger Janelle Stelson in his Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, district. Most polls show a nail-biter race, though one recent outlier had Stelson up by 9 points. Pennsylvania's 17th Congressional District, Democrat Representative Chris DeLuzio faces Republican State Representative Rob Mercury in his Western Pennsylvania district. Current polling favors DeLuzio to retain the seat. Ohio's 13th Congressional District, GOP challenger Kevin Coughlin is just 1 point ahead of incumbent Democrat Representative Amelia Sykes in her Akron, Ohio, district. Michigan's 10th Congressional District, GOP incumbent John James and Democrat challenger Carl Marlinga are tied ahead of the race for this Eastern Michigan district. Michigan's 8th Congressional District, Republicans are narrowly favored in polling to flip the Central Michigan district, which includes the city of Flint, in the seat being vacated by incumbent Representative Dan Kildee. Recent polls in the district show Republican Paul Yunga edging out Democrat Kristen McDonald Rivett by 1%. Michigan's 7th Congressional District, Republicans are also favored in the Lansing area seat being vacated by Slotkin. Polling shows a consistent lead for Republican Tom Barrett over Democrat Curtis Hurdle. Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, in Wisconsin's only competitive House race, GOP incumbent Representative Derek Van Orden is in a tight race with Democrat Rebecca Cook. Polls show a toss-up race. California House Races. Like New York, California isn't likely to back Republicans for the presidency or the Senate. But many of its House races are more competitive, and GOP gains here were crucial to the Republican reclamation of the House in 2022. These races will again be pivotal this year as both parties seek to claim control of the House. California's 3rd Congressional District, Representative Kevin Kiley, who was first elected in 2022, faces Jessica Morse in this Republican-leaning, suburban Sacramento district. California's 13th Congressional District, freshman incumbent Representative John Duarte faces Democrat Adam Gray in this Democrat-leaning district that includes Fresno County. Polling here is sparse. California's 22nd Congressional District, Representative David Villado, one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump in 2021, faces Democrat Rudy Salas, former California State Assembly member, in a 2022 rematch. Recent polling shows a slight advantage for Salas. California's 27th congressional district, Representative Mike Garcia faces Democrat George Whitesides in this North Los Angeles district. Polling from September shows a slight Democrat advantage. California's 41st congressional district, incumbent Representative Ken Calvert, who's been in Congress since 1993, faces Democrat Will Rollins in his Republican-leaning district that includes Palm Springs. Polling shows a tied race. California's 45th congressional district, Representative Michelle Steele faces Democrat Derek Tran in her Los Angeles area district. Recent polls show a volatile race, with a slight advantage for Tran. California's 47th congressional district, after Representative Katie Porter's decision to vacate her seat and pursue what was ultimately a failed bid for the Senate, the race is a toss-up between Republican Scott Baugh and Democrat Dave Minn. Border State House races. Several U.S. border state seats are also expected to be close races. Texas's 34th congressional district, Representative Vicente Gonzalez faces a 2022 rematch with former Republican Representative Myra Flores, who he defeated by 8.5% in 2022. Polling this time shows a race that could go either way. New Mexico's 2nd congressional district, Representative Gabe Vasquez faces a rematch with former Republican Representative Yvette Harrell, who he defeated by just 1,350 votes in 2022. The race is seen as one that could go either way. Arizona's 6th congressional district, Republican Representative Juan Ciscomani, the incumbent, faces Democratic challenger Kirsten Engel in a toss-up race. There's no recent polling on the race available. Arizona's 1st congressional district, incumbent Republican David Schweikert faces a toss-up race with Democrat Amish Shah. Polling shows a tied race. Other races to watch. A handful of other seats are also expected to be contested. Alaska's at-large congressional district, Representative Mary Peltola won an upset victory against former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin in 2022, and will seek to hold the seat amid a strong challenge from Republican Nicholas Bejich in the traditionally red state. Maine's 2nd congressional district, Representative Jared Golden faces a tough challenge in his district, which voted for Trump by a 7-point margin in 2020. Polling shows a hyper-competitive race with Republican challenger Austin Terrio. Washington's 3rd congressional district, freshman incumbent Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez faces a rematch with Republican Joe Kent. Glusenkamp-Perez narrowly defeated Kent in an upset in 2022. Current polling shows a tie. Nebraska's 2nd congressional district, Representative Don Bacon faces a rematch with Tony Vargas for his Omaha area seat. Vargas has consistently led polls in the blue trending district. Iowa's 1st congressional district, GOP incumbent Representative Marionette Miller Meeks faces an unexpectedly strong challenge from Democrat Jordan Bohannon in a race where polling shows a toss-up. Iowa's 3rd congressional district, Republican incumbent Zach Nunn also faces a strong challenge from Democrat Lakin Backham in this Des Moines district. Current polling shows Backham is slightly favored. New Hampshire governor's race. Following New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu's decision not to seek re-election in the Granite State, Republicans hope to keep the seat in GOP hands. Former Senator Kelly Ayotte will face off against former Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig, a Democrat. Polling has shown a lead for Ayotte across most of the cycle, though a recent outlier poll found Craig leading by a whopping 18-point margin. Ballot measures. Voters will also vote on a series of ballot measures in states across the country. Here are the ones to watch. Abortion. Voters in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota will weigh amendments creating a constitutional right to abortion in their states. Similar measures have passed in every state where they've received a vote so far, including dark red Kansas and Kentucky. Crime. California's Proposition 36 strengthens penalties for fentanyl distribution and shoplifting, rolling back a 2014 law that lowered penalties for these crimes. Arizona residents will decide if police have the power to arrest illegal immigrants, and will vote on a measure that requires life in prison, WTH no parole, for child sex traffickers. Drug policies, Florida, North Dakota, and South Dakota will all decide on recreational marijuana use, while Nebraska looks to legalize cannabis for medicinal purposes. A Massachusetts measure would make psychedelics legal for those over the age of 21. Ranked choice voting, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, and the District of Columbia will consider joining Alaska and Maine in using ranked choice voting, which allows voters to select several choices for political offices. Missouri, meanwhile, is looking to ban it outright, while Alaskans will consider getting rid of the system. Pay and benefits, California, Alaska, and Missouri are all weighing a state minimum wage bump. The California measure would raise minimum wage to $18 an hour. The other two states are considering a bump to $15 an hour. Correction, a previous version of this article incorrectly named Senator Sherrod Brown's opponent. The Epoch Times regrets the error.